The sugya of Kiddush Mokum Seuda, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, I want to come out very pashut, very clear, B'siyagta D'Shmaya. The first thing has to be done is to understand the sugya well, B'siyagta D'Shmaya. Pashut, understand the basic Gemara Rishonim, and a pashut to Oifen, with a good Havona, B'siyagta D'Shmaya. Then, after everything is so pashut and so clear, B'siyagta D'Shmaya, next is all the practical examples that you'll be shocked how it comes up. So many practical shaylas midishabes b'shabatoy and the sugya of Kiddush Mokum Seuda. But in order that it should be clear for everyone, b'siyagta d'shmaya, it's very important, I think, not to have shaylas in the middle unless something wasn't clear, because a lot of times someone asks a question, others on the side don't understand the question answer going on, and it bothers the clarity to others. So I'm going to stay after Ma'ariv, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. Whoever wants to have new interesting questions, practical questions, or different lomdis v'chadayme, I would love to hear you all, B'nei Yirtzeh Hashem. But in the middle, I think it's important for the clarity and for the to'elus of everyone not to have shaylus in the middle unless something wasn't clear. So, as far as the etzem sugya Kiddush Mokum Seuda, we all saw the Gemara. We see in the Gemara, we paskin like Shmuel, you must have a meal right after Kiddush. Now, we see in the Gemara, if someone had Kiddush and did not have a meal, he's not yoytze. The Gemara has no way out, no advice to help the poor fellow. He had a Kiddush, he didn't have a meal, he's not yoytze. Ask the Rishonim, why don't you have a nice advice? Why are you telling everyone they're not yoytze if they didn't have a meal with the Kiddush? Say they are yoytze, just that they should have kavana lekatchila when they're having kiddush. They have kavana. I'm making kiddush. They have kavana to have the meal elsewhere. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says that this idea works. Yerushalmi says if I have kiddush over here and have in mind to eat elsewhere while I'm having kiddush, so it's fine. So why does the Gemara say kiddush without a suda? You're not yoytze in the midst of kiddush. Why not being yoytze? Just given the advice, have kavana the way in kiddush. Have kavana, I'll eat elsewhere. According to Yerushalmi, it works. The Rashba and other Rishonim have the easy way of how to answer up. They say, it's machlok, it's Bavli Rishalmi. Bavli holds, there's no such thing. My mind is not going to connect the Suda to the meal, to the Kiddush. My mind is not going to make any connection between the meal over there to the Kiddush over here. So Bavli holds, the thing doesn't work. So don't ask me a shadow from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is Yerushalmi, Bavli is Bavli, and nothing to do with each other. Great. But mostly, a lot of Rishonim don't go with this. A lot of Rishonim say, no, the Bavli and the Rishalmi agree. We have Tirutim. What are the Tirutim? We all saw Tosfos. Tosfos says, notice what the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about that when you have someone had in Shul Kiddush, he's going to eat elsewhere. It's two houses. In two houses, your mind is not going to connect the meal, a different house to this house. But if it's all in one house, there's two rooms, over there your mind is going to help. That's Tosfos Nadar Rishonim. Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and similar, we find in Duran, a bit similar, another Rishonim. Let's say like this, the same kind of idea. Just Tosfos says you need the idea that I should think in Kiddush, I want to eat in a different place. Not legabe from one room to the next room. Like Tosfos, Ella, even one big, see this big hall? If you had Kiddush on this side of the hall, and the meal is the other side of the hall, mipina lapina, two corners in the same room, also you must have the das when you have Kiddush, and otherwise you won't be yotze. Which means, they're both saying the same kind of answer. That what? That das helps. When you think in Kiddush, I'm going to eat the meal elsewhere, helps. But not, they both hold, from one house to the house, it's not going to help. If from one house Kiddush, different houses, the meal does not help. And they both hold that if you'll have das, mipina lapina, in two corners, it will help, but sure. The stasis holds, if it's one big room, in two corners, you don't need to have das. It's all one place. This and this is one big room. It's one big room. Kiddush on this side. A meal on that side. According to Tosfos, you don't need the das to say, think it out when you're having Kiddush. Think about the meal on the other side. I don't need it. It's one big place anyway. There'll be no parrots. And Ran hope, no. Even in one big room, all you're going to need this das. Okay, that's a machlokes. One room, a pin lapina. Do you need to have das? You don't need to have das. But what's clear is the idea is Now from one building to the next, dust will not help. The idea in your mind will not help. And Micheder, Lecheder, two rooms in the same apartment, says Tosis, that you need dust and dust will help. Now, there's open Tosis in the next Amid that you see clear from Tosis that they actually hold, if it's one big room, you don't need dust. That's a Mechleikas. But two rooms in one apartment, you need dust, but the dust helps. So far, so good. Everything is clear. But one thing is not clear, and that is the Svar. Can you please explain me? What's the logic in Tosis? What I mean to ask is like this. According to Yerushalmi, there's some kind of super glue over here that you're connecting the Kiddush over here and the meal is elsewhere because I had in my mind when I made Kiddush, I'm going to have the meal elsewhere. My mind connected myself, connected the Kiddush to the meal to the other place. Some kind of super connection by using my mind, you're going to connect the two places somehow. Okay. Over, if Tosis holds from one house to the next house, my mind is not going to connect nothing. It's only a mind. Lemaisa, it's two places. Kiddush here. The meal is there. No connection. Because I thought about the meal somewhere else. It's not going to connect them to each other. The Tosis holds from one house. The other house, the mind is not going to help. So why, if two rooms is called two places, two rooms in one apartment, why does Tosis say over there that the mind will help? Two rooms in one apartment helps, and two buildings it doesn't help. Either the mind has the ability of being a super glue, connecting and gluing together the Kiddush to the meal, or it doesn't have the koyach of being a super glue and connecting them. Decide. But why from one house to the other house, the mind does not help, and from one room to the other room in one house, all of a sudden the mind helps? How does this work? What's the logic? Well, before going weiter, there's one more teretz, if taken into consideration, that's the Shibul HaLeket. And actually, when you look good, this is the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos. Ba'al Sem Psachim. Rashi and Rashbam, Ba'al Sem Psachim. Hold like the Shibul HaLeket. He has a hold of him Halach. What does Shibul HaLeket say? Shibul HaLeket says that even according to the Bavli, the mind you thought about in Kiddush, you want to have the meal elsewhere, works perfectly, even from one house to the next house. So why does the Gemara not give the advice, thinking Kiddush to be yotzei to the other place? You know why? The reason is because, says Shibul HaLeket, and we see Mefarsh and Rashi Rashbam on the spot also, because we're scared when he's going to go to the next room. They didn't have electricity in those times. They only candles. A lot of times the candles blew out before he came. When you come home and everything's pitch black, you want to start having a Shabbos meal? Not really. So it'll end up, he's not going to have a Shabbos meal in the other place because he's pitch black, because the Shabbos licht might blow out before you come to the other place, and you're just not going to have a meal. That's why. So according to this, really, that for eating, the mind always should help, but just we're concerned. Maybe at the end you're not going to have, a meal in the other place. You won't have appetite when it's pitch black, because it might be that the Shabbos will blow before you came home. And that's why we say, don't give anyone any advice, just eat over here, because maybe if you'll give them the advice to have in mind, in the other place you're going to have the meal, so maybe at the end you won't even eat anything in the other place. This is Shibul HaLeket. So let's summarize. So we said first you're going to explain the sugya, and then you'll be shocked. How every Shabbos you have shilas in this sugya, and Amitz Hashem, I hope when we finish the shir, you'll know how to paskin yourself in all these different cases. Okay? So, four opinions now, the halacha, what comes out, we just learned the four tirutzim. But we didn't have a svar and logic to teach us yet. We will in continuation. B'linad Amitz Hashem. What's the four opinions? The Rashba holds that according to the Bavli is Cholik Yerushalmi. The Rashba holds there's no such thing having in mind Kiddush I'm thinking about and I'm going to eat the meal in the other place. No such thing according to the Rashba, because the Bavli is Cholik in the whole idea. Okay, the Bavli disagrees, there's no such thing as the mind helps nothing, as the Rashba. Shibul HaLeket holds the mind helps, thinking about Kiddush about the meal in the other place helps 100%, even from building to building. Tosfos holds from building to building, the mind won't help. From room to room, the same apartment, it will help the mind. And according to the Ran, Rabbeinu Peretz, even in the same room, a gigantic room, from one side to the other side of the room, you need dust, and the mind will help in the same room, but you need it over there. So four opinions to halacha. But we still didn't explain what's the logic in Tosfos. What's Tosfos saying? From house to house, so the mind doesn't help. Room to room, it does help. Decide. Either it helps or doesn't help. What's going on? Before explaining Pshat and Tesis, and this is going to help, such a big help, and you should know, big Rabbonim, in this sugya, some Choshve Rabbonim, are machmer themselves tremendously, in tremendous chumras, and because they're so concerned about this issue, you'll see soon, and we'll try to understand B'siyayta D'Shmaya, we have a beautiful limud zchus from Minhag Ha'olam Mashtikel in a lot of cases. Okay? So let's see. B'siyayta D'Shmaya. One more sugya, and then to understand Taisis, and the other sugya, B'siyayta D'Shmaya. Another sugya. If I have two rooms, I could see from the living room to the kitchen. Not the whole kitchen, but part of the kitchen. I could see from part of the living room where I made Kiddush, I could see part of the kitchen from somewhere in the living room. I could see part of the kitchen. A lot of homes are like that. I could see from part of the living room to part of the kitchen. Royim miktsas mikoimoi. Royim miktsas mikoimoi. Does that help? Well, the Shabbat HaLekha brings the Goyim, the Torah brings the Goyim. Yes, it helps. Other Rishonim disagree. Okay. Ober, the root of the Shaila, when I'm here and I'm looking over there, I could see, does that combine us or not? The place of the Kiddush, the place of the meal, by being able to see each other, combine or don't combine, this question, also there's a Machlokes Rishonim, and the similar thing we just saw earlier about having a mind in the Kiddush about the meal and other place, does the mind help? Similarly, the same similar kind of Machlokes, also about when I see part of this room to part of that room, the room of the Kiddush, the room of the meal, also over there, similar machlokes. That what? Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas learns that even from house to house, like Shabbat HaLeket we learned before, that even from house to house, if I see from the window, this house, I can look inside my neighbor's window and see each other, I can have Kiddush here and the meal over there, as long as from house to house, I can see part of it, it's good. The Rambam says no. The Rambam holds that seeing the places to each other works, but only two rooms that could see each other in the same house works. From one house to the other house does not work. So also by seeing each other, also having a mind, it's the same idea. You have a Rishonim that say, in the same house, two rooms, it works, from house to house doesn't work. Well, what's the logic? Either seeing or having a mind works or it doesn't work. Why in two houses it doesn't work? Why two rooms in the same place does work? What's going on? So listen to a Gracie Yisrael. What do you think? There's two halachas in Kiddush b'mokam se'uda. One is the korosa l'shabbos oynik. It's a drasha. Achalik is showing the rice of the rabbanon, but it's a drasha. Korosa l'shabbos when you're calling Shabbos in your mouth. Korosa l'shabbos. You're calling Shabbos with your mouth. What does that mean? Kiddush. You're calling out Shabbos with your mouth. Karazal Shabbos, oynig, says Rashbam on the spot. B'mokam ha'oynig. And the place that you enjoy the piece of chicken and the Shabbos meal, the place you have oynig Shabbos with the meal, that's the place that you call out for Shabbos. Karazal Shabbos is b'mokam ha'oynig. That's one din. In this, if you're all in the same house, even two rooms, Lemaise b'mokum that was Kiddush Shabbos and Kiddush, I had oynig in the same house. So it's called Kosel Shabbos oynig. There's another halacha. Says the Rama in Kufayin Chesiv Beis. When you move from one room to the next, one house to the next, whatever it is, there's another problem. There's a problem called Hesech Hadas. It's a new mindset. Whatever you're eating over here, you had a cup of wine over here, you did whatever you're doing over here. You leave this place and you want to go now to the new place. It's called Hesech Hadas, it's called. A new mindset. The old mindset is I left that room, and I go to a new room, it's a new mindset. It's a Hesech Hadas. Open Rambam. Says, Halacha of a change of thought of how the mind works. One meal is one. It's as if a new meal going to the next room. It's a Hesech Hadas. And Hesech Hadas, now understand the logic of Taisvis. It's Taisvis. When it's one house, so Givaldik, it's all Mokim Oinig, it's Mokim Shikarasi L'Shabbos Kiddush. It's all one house, it's all one place. What's wrong? There's a problem missing, like the Ramos is Kufayin Chesiv Beis, a problem of Hesech Hadas. If I go from one room to the next, Hesech Hadas. It's Taisvis. If Chatchila, when I made Kiddush, I knew I'm going to eat the meal elsewhere, it's not called Hesech Hadas. I knew the Chatchila's coming up. I knew I'm going to go to the next place. What kind of Hesech Hadas? If it's not in the same building, I'm missing a karosa l'shabbos oynig. It's not mokem oynig, shom tiyah kriya shabbos. It's not the same place. It has to be in the same house. Because if it's not in the same building, it's missing karosa l'shabbos oynig. It has to be b'mokem shekarosa shabbos oynig. So if it's not in the same building, b'chlal, you're missing the whole, you're missing the main point. Because it has to be b'mokem shekarosa l'shabbos, because that's the mokem of the oynig. So you're missing the whole thing with the event building. What's going to help the das? Have all the kavanas arizal, you know, in case you're a big kabbal, mekubal, you know. Think all the kavanas you like. But it's not going to help nothing to make, to unite it, to be a mokum karasa shabbos, mokum oinig. It's not going to help. Mashiachin, it's yeah in the same house. It's yes karasa shabbos oinig. It's yes kiddush in all the same house. But it's a problem if you change the place, one place to the next. It's a problem called hesach hadas. Oh, hesach hadas. But if I had chila, in the beginning I made kiddush, I knew I'm going to go to the next room. It's no hesach hadas. I knew that was the plan. It's not Hesach HaDas. It's a continuation of the Das. Continuation of my plan. I made Kiddush. I know I'm going to change over to the next room. As long as inside the apartment I have Karas HaShabbos, the problem is only Hesach HaDas. I knew Chatzchila. It's no problem. Hesach HaDas. Similar is the Rambam also seeing one place to the next. If I'm in the same house, I could see the kitchen. I could see the living room. I could see everything. It's all one house. I have the Karas HaShabbos. I have everything. All of us. Hesach HaDas? What can Hesach HaDas? I feel it's all one big room. You see your wife in the kitchen. Hello over there. You're seeing each other. It's no Hesach HaDas. There's no beginning. You feel close to the kitchen, the living room. It's all there. You're all close. It's not feeling of Hesach HaDas. That's why, says the Rambam, first thing, it has to be one house. After it has to be one house, next step is Hesach HaDas. Hesach HaDas. When you see each other, it's not Hesach HaDas. Okay. Now, one more yesoid to understand it, and then start all of a sudden be shocked how it's so nogea all the time. Amazing. Okay, one more goy sezach says shibul aleket continuation. He brings the goyim that. Excuse me. One more thing from the Balatanya Shulchanoch Harav. He says like this, says the Balatanya, says Shulchan Aruch Harav. Till now we spoke, Kiddush is here and the meal is there. That doesn't happen so often. What happens a lot is you made Kiddush in the living room. You leave the living room to go wash until she's dying in the kitchen. You go to get something from who knows where. You take a hat and jacket in the bedroom and you come back to have the meal. Did you just have a half sick? Until then we're talking about Kiddush is here. The meal is there. Okay, that doesn't happen so often. But, says the Baal HaTanya, says Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the same problem is going to be, not when you eat the meal here and the Kiddush is there. No! You made a hefsek, you made a Kiddush, and then you went to throw out the garbage. Mazel tov, where were you? Throw out the garbage. Throw out the garbage! You have to make Kiddush again? There was a hefsek, you're already on the way back, you're coming right back. What do you mean coming right back? But you just left the place! It automatic Hesach HaDas? Machloik is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal Tanya, and the Knesset Gedolah. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, it's a hefsek, you have to make Kiddush again, says Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Knesset Gedolah says, nay, I'm coming back. What can Hesach HaDas? I went for 2 minutes to find the garbage, I'm coming right back. Machloik is. Mishnah Berurah says, chatchila, you have to be machmir. But the Eved, you don't make Kiddush again. Because the Machloik is, you samech on the Mekilim. But the chatchila, you have to be very careful. Don't go out between Kiddush. Don't go out even though you plan to come back. But it's a din of Hesach HaDas. Open Be'er Halacha, in the bottom of the Aleph, and Be'er Halacha Dibra Matchil Le'alter, says the Be'er Halacha, Yaisiach Da'ata, Yaisiach Da'ata. The whole idea of going out, coming right back, it's a question of Hesach HaDas. Now, let's start having examples of B'siach D'Rishmai. Well, I'll tell you how it goes in the Eretz Yisrael. For example, I'll start things that happen once in a while, and then we cut down to things that happen to almost every Shabbos. Okay? Shabbos Sheva Bochus in Eretz Yisrael, there's one place for the men, one place for the women. Now, because otherwise the Shilas and be able to make a bracha and Sheva Bochus, Mokim Hirhum Roim, so there's women there all dressed up, so it's not a place you can make a bracha, Simcha B'moinoi, current Lada Poiskim. In Eretz Israel, there's no such thing in the same room, men and women. Mixed seating is for sure not, but even separate seating in America, there are a lot of places are making having Simchas like that. There's not have mixed seating, just and the Arab place are making, in Eretz Israel, the Choshish, and it's not accepted over here. Now, now. So what do you do in Eretz Yisrael? What do you do in the Shabbos Sheva Brachos? There's three ways to do it. One is to hire a hall. Because a lot of people came. You hire a hall. And they have the mechitzas over there under the clock. They have a mechitzas. And they cut room in half. Men on one side. I'm sure in America they have plenty of people doing the same. That mechitzas in between. I'm sure. So men on one side of the mechitza, and women on the other side. But just a minute. The woman came a little bit in to listen to Kiddush. And then they go back to eat behind the mechitza. And some places worse. Some places have very big houses or whatever. One room for the man and one room for the woman. They come in for Kiddush and they leave the room, going to their room for Hamoitzi, for the Suda. I'll tell you worse. Some places over here, two neighbors, look at the Achdus. Amazing. Neighbors go away for Shabbos just to help the neighbors. They'll give their living room for the woman and they and the men in their apartment and the neighbor, next door neighbor, Meredik, Hashem Yisrael. Yes, yes, I'm beautiful. In my building, it happened a few times. It's coming up also soon, a few Shabbos. They go away for Shabbos just to honor that she used their living room for the woman and the man will be in there. Beautiful. But just a minute. The woman coming for Kiddush. And they go back to the other apartment for the meal. Kiddush makom suda. Gewalt! What do you do? Well, so let's see. First, what's the psak halacha lemaise? And then seeing how to split it up, these matzavim. So let's see. First of all, what's the psak halacha talk and the Kiddush makom suda issues? So let's see. What? They come in for Kiddush. I know, and Mistoma, they know the halacha. Mistoma, they'll be careful. We'll say the Eitzes what to do. They have only Kiddush, and they go over there to have the meal. That for sure is a big problem. What do you do? Chatchila? But yeah, they did it already. What do you do? So, first of all, what's the psak halacha in this whole issue? According to Mishnah Berurah, Reisha in the Gimel, Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, what comes out is like this. If it's one big room, Mipina Lapina, Kiddush on this side, and the meal on that side, happens a lot by yeshiva boys in the big lunchroom of yeshivas. Kiddush, where make Kiddush? On this side of the dining room. And then he goes and eats on the table on the other end of Bichlal. Is he stuck? Is there any problem? We saw some Kondor Beinu Peretz around. It could be a problem. Yes, have das. So, you see in the Mishnah Berurah, Mikra Din, if it's one room, we don't pass in Rabbeinu Peretz in the run. Mikra Din, it's okay. When you have Rishayim, you try to be Machmir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and beginning Rishayim Gimel, in one big dining room, Kiddush was here, the meal you're going to eat over there, the Bochim on the other side. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzan Adin, it's fine no matter what. L'chatchila, you should have Das and realize that you're going to eat over there. If you thought you're going to eat over here, all of a sudden your chava, your friend says, let's go eat over there. I want to talk to you in learning over there in the other corner over there. You change your mind. It's not l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you should have a mind l'chatchila by Kiddush. My plan is I'm going to eat on the other side. Okay, have Kiddush. But if you didn't, it's fine. Because Mikra Adin, one big room is fine. L'chatchila have das. Well, what about Roya Mekayim HaRishon? You see in the continuation of Mishnah Berurah, it's open run. Roya Mitzas Mekayim HaRishon is even better than das. So Mishnah Berurah says that once you had das, when you had Kiddush, you're going to eat over there. It's fine in one big room. Mamish lechatchila. Also roye mekoyma is also fine lechatchila. The Metzia says it's usually always roye mekoyma arishain. Because one big room, it's roye mekoyma arishain. Mishnah Berurah says you have to have das, but kal v'chomer roye mekoyma arishain is even better than das. So usually in one big dining room, even though the boy thought he's going to eat a meal next to the Kiddush guy. And at the end, he changes his mind, wants to eat a mitzvah over there. On the other end, it's not a b'dieved, because just like das would help, kal v'chomer, roi mekayim harishon is going to help, because roi mekayim harishon's duran is even better. So roi mekayim harishon, or das, helps. So usually, one big dining room, it's fine. Because always roi mekayim harishon. Look at that big pillar at the end of it, you see? It could, in the whole thing over there. Behind that pillar, it could be a matzav ein roi mekayim harishon. Okay, I found the spot. And then you have to make sure, chatchila, to have das. If you want to eat over there behind that pillar, see a big pillar? Whoever's in the dining room, it's usually the dining room over here. So behind over there, the table over there, you might not see that. Over there, you have to make sure you had das chatchila. And if not, b'diavad is okay, but it's not chatchila. So either das or roi mekam arishon is fine. So usually it's fine, because usually roi mekam arishon. If so, now let's go back to the shevabach shailas. What's the halach and you have mechitzis? Is mechitzah called one big dining room or no? Maybe the mechitzah destroyed the one big dining room, became two of the rooms. Because the mechitzah is up, it's gaboya, it's a tfachim, and it cuts the room into half, half of the man, half of the woman, and it's cutting into two rooms. Is that called cheder l'cheder? Or is it still called one big dining room? It's called one big dining room. Why? I'll tell you a couple of reasons. Number one, Mishnah Berurah paskens meikra d'nisif katan hay. Reish and this katan hay. Mishnah Berurah paskens, as long as the only reason you have the mechitzah up, to be tzanua, it's not nice, man, woman, it's not tzanua. So, it's just for tznius reasons, not for halachic issues. For example, to make a wall of a sukkah is a halacha reason why it's up. It's a halacha reason for a sukkah, to make a wall of a sukkah. That's called a wall. But thing, it's not a halacha reason. It's only putting a mechitza to be tzanua, a man on one side, a woman on the other side. It doesn't have a din of mechitza to break it up to two rooms. Of mishtabri. If so, when you're making a Shabbos Shevach, there's a mechitza cutting in half, a woman on one side, the man on one side. But the mechitza doesn't make it two rooms. It's only litznias. It's not for halachic reasons. A mechitza being put up, and it's not for halachic reasons. It's only for tznias reasons. It's not called a mechitza. It's all called one big dining room. So even if a woman that came in to the men's side to hear Kiddush, and then they went back behind the mechitza, there's no problem. It's called one big room. One big room is fine. She knew that her plan is to go and eat on the other side. She had das l'chatchila. So it was fine. Chatchila. Another thing is, usually the mechitza doesn't quite cut all the way. The kids run from one side to the next. It's always a little bit open. And now also underneath, you can see the floor on the other side too. Usually it's raised up a bit, you know? So roi mitzas mekayim arishon is good enough. So the mechitza over there, it's all one big room. Even women came in for the Kiddush and they went back to the other side. No question. It's for sure okay. Even lechatchila, she knew her plans to go back. It's even lechatchila mehadrin. So one big room with mechitza, without mechitza, it's always called one big room, and for sure the yoitza, no question about it whatsoever. It's fine. Now let's go. Next case. Till now we saw the din of one big room. What's the halacha? Two rooms in one house. Paskin the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha. And in Reishayin Gimel Sif Aleph, Ber Halacha Diba Matchal V'chein Iker and Tapa Omed Aleph. Says the Ber Halacha, he doesn't want, you should change from one room to the next. Kiddush in this room, the meal in the next room, of two rooms in one house. He doesn't want you to do this unless you have both milas. Also, when you made Kiddush, you knew you're planning to eat in the other room. And also, roya miktsas mikoymai harishayin. You need both things together, says the Be'er Halacha. You have to have both things, chatchila, to eat in one room. So in the case of Shabbos Shevabachas, at the woman in one room, they come and let's say for Kiddush, they go to the next room, choose a room that you could see part of the room where the woman is going to be. Part of that room should be seen from part of the living room. Plus, they know they're going to eat the other meal. So you have also das, and also you have roi mikisas mikamel rishayin. And then it's a mutl chatchila. If they didn't do this, if they choose the room the other far away on the other side of the house, it's all in the same house, but a room, they don't see one room to the next at all, but they knew they're going to, as long as either they had das, or roi miktas mekem arishon, but the evidence is okay. But it's not chatchila, but the evidence is okay.
Do all the women in that room have to be able to see that room? Or the fact that the room can see the other room?
If part of the room could, it's okay. But if they're going to close the door, or something, the door is called, it's a wall, no good. But, yes, part of the room could see part of this room. Okay? Right, so, kechem mashma in a few poiskim, not everyone agrees, but since the whole thing is only shalach atchilas, nishkeferlach. So, what happened? She knew that das is part of the vayyah, the our poiskim is good enough. Now, so that's as far as two rooms. Chatchila, she have also vayyah mekayma and also das. And with the Yemen, either vayyah mekayma rishon or das, when you made Kiddush, either are as good, but the Yevet. Be bais le bais. It's a million times worse. Two buildings, or two apartments, like some people have. Mitzvah, my building is going to be in Mitzvah in a few weeks. It's going to be a simcha. And I already heard the neighbors are doing this. He's going away for Shabbos to give the apartment for the woman, for the man, two apartments. Just a minute. If so, one of the men is going to have to go to the apartment with the woman, make kiddush for them, have a kezayis of bread, and then the rest of the meal eat with the men. But then it's fine, because the women are going to have a kiddush the way they're supposed to. He's going to have a kiddush mokum suda, one kezayis of challah, over there by the woman, on the side. And that's all, and he comes back, has the rest of the meal. But if the woman is going to come in for a kiddush, and then shalom, they're going away to the other apartment, to the rest of the meal, only coming in to listen to the drushes. Over the rest of the meal, they're sitting over there. Well, if so it's no good. It's two apartments. Mi bayis labayis. What's then bayis labayis? Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Shachatzion. Even it's going to say, even it would be, when you open the doors, you can see one apartment a bit to the other. Let's say, some echitimse. But together with das, bayis labayis, it's a machlak the poiska, yitzafir b'dievet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Safik Bachis Lahakel, but the Eved, two apartments, they came in for Kiddush, they go back to their apartment for the meal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Machlekes HaPoisim, Yitzafil, but the Eved. So Safik Bachis Lahakel can't make Kiddush again. But it was no good, he didn't do the right thing. Bais Labais, Afilo also Rei Mekamarishan, and also Yadas, but still, it's Machlekes HaPoisim, Yitzafil, Safik Bachis Lahakel, it's Sharatzin. Sharatzin, Sivkon Ches. If it's the whole reason being Seimech, not making Kiddush again, is because of Sabach HaKel, you know what that means. If you have some way, someone came late for the meal, it didn't make Kiddush yet, Shtarim Moitzi you. Because really it's a problem I've been here. It's just Sabach HaKel. If a newcomer came in who's making Kiddush, tell Chavon Vimoitzi me too. Because the whole reason he's not making Kiddush again from one apartment to the next is only based on Sabach HaKel. If a newcomer didn't make Kiddush yet, tell him Vimoitzi you also. It's a serious problem. Oh, he's so good. Because the emes is, there's a Be'er Halacha beginning Reshayin Aleph, Machlekes Reshayinim. Also Rashi and Nozer, Davdal Domad Aleph. It's not really Rashi, according to most Poskim. And also in Pesachim, in the Rashbam, is Kiddush HaLakois Adin D'Raisa Adin D'Rabbanon? It's Machlekes Reshayinim. And most of the Poskim say it's only Adin D'Rabbanon. But Kiddush HaMokom Se'uda, for sure is D'Rabbanon. Not for sure. The Be'er Halacha Reshayin Aleph brings a rush out to the rising. But according to the most Poskim, it's going to be, it'll be a fake spake, it'll become a drafan. Okay, so the Ma'isa came to us, two houses is a serious problem. Now tell him we spoke Kiddush in one house, in one place, in the meal in the other place. Now it's going to come to what's really Shechiach. Really Shechiach. This is the real big knack. You had Kiddush. Then you go wash till you dime in the kitchen. You don't see the living room to the kitchen. You're coming right back. And Mishnah Berurah Chatchila is choshish to the Baal HaTanya, to Shechinuch HaRav, that says, even though you plan to come back, the fact you left already is a problem. So what do? You can't go wash till you dime in the kitchen? I'll tell you worse. When it comes to Sukkos, how many people have sukkahs out in the backyard, on top of the roof, or who knows where? Ain't there going to come out rishon? And you wash tassidayim indoors, then you go outside, but you made kiddush, then you went downstairs or whatever, upstairs, for tassidayim, and you go again outside. Mi bayis lechoser, zedina bayis lebayis. Da filu roi mekoim al rishon. Im das, so I bachas lehokal b'dievid. But for sure, chatzchil, you're not supposed to. Am Yisrael is not knowing like this. Am Yisrael is knowing. They wash till this year. They make Kiddush. Wash till this year. They go make a mitzvah in the sukkah. And they're not worried about it. Why are they worried? I feel a roim mekayim arishon. But no, what can a roim mekayim arishon? The sukkah is outside the backyard. Until this year is in the kitchen. There ain't a roim mekayim arishon. It's only that by itself. For sure you're not yaitzah. So everyone does this. And I know of a big poisik in Eretz Yisrael. He has this problem. You know what he does? I was amazed. Exactly, Mishamayim, his son, a goy stamtcham here in the yeshiva, told Mishamayim yesterday. His father, a goy mzvun shub, he's a goy stamtcham. That's a big poisek. He, in his house, he has this problem. You know what he does? His son told me yesterday. He makes a tilis yadayim first, and then he makes kiddush, and without saying a word, makes a moitzi. It's beautiful. Rav, the Gemara in Pesachim brings Rav did like this. Okay. Omer usually never does this. Usually never does it. Omer, when it comes, he's scared of the problem. Kiddush Makom Seuda, he's so scared of it. He has no prayer. He has to all of a sudden do the grav. So it's
the
Mechaber
Ramon. But they bring down that the Mechadish himself should go wash it.
Beautiful. Of the Maise,
tell you the
truth, my sukkah, the kids bring me until Sadaim in the sukkah. Anyway, I'm in problems. Of the Maise, you have to live with Chus. Yeah, you have to live with Chus. So you have to live with his Chus. That's how that one's doing. Okay. What? By me? No. I guess. Yes. It's Choshim Ikra Adin. The Chofetz Chaim and the Chazanish, they were so scared of this, they made Kiddush in the living room, wherever. They were telling them to bring Tils Yadayim into the living room because they were scared to go to the kitchen and wash Tils Yadayim. How did I say? And every Shabbos, regular Shabbos. That's for special tzaddik, Chofetz Chaim, Chazanish, you know. They were so scared of this. Every Shabbos we're running into these problems. What do you do? Well, you have to have explanation. So if it's a kitchen or wherever you wash Tils Yadayim, and you know that's your plan, it's a Vada Beseder, Miched L'Cheder, Roim Mekayim, plus the ass is fine. But a lot of times you don't see from the kitchen or wherever the Tils Yadayim place, you don't see it all to the place of the Kiddush, and then what? Okay, so let's see. We started off that we needed a logic for Tosfos. Because if Das helps, it should help also in Bais L'Bais. If Das doesn't help, how does it help? Miched L'Cheder. Marmshach. What do we say? That the whole house has to be the Karosa, the Shabbos, Oynik. Mokom Kiddush, Shomti Oynik Shabbos. Vashayinkin, there's another halacha, not the Ves Chadas. And we saw the Ramo Kufayin Chesi Beis changing places, it's called Ves Chadas. Al Ves Chadas, don't change places. But if it's a problem, wherever it's only a problem of Ves Chadas, over there, as long as you had in mind the chatchila, plan to have the meal in the other place, it's not as chadas. Chatchila, that was the plan. It's not as chadas. Memila works. Okay? Now, the din of the Baal Tanya of Shulchan Aruch HaRav that says that when you make Kiddush, you stopped, you went out, and you're going to come back. He holds it's ma'akev, you make a new Kiddush afterwards. Even though you just went for 2 minutes, throwing out the garbage, you're coming right back, he Baal Tanya held that already it's ma'akev. And Chatchila, Mishnah Berurah says, Chatchila, be careful, but you ever don't make Kiddush again. Now, this halacha of the Baal Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is the Medin HaSchadas, or Medin of Mokoyim, Kriya Shabbos, Shomti Oynig? It's about HaSchadas. Medin HaSchadas. Oy Bazoy, says the Kafachayim, when the big poiskim asparnim, the biggest, Kafachayim, the Oys Chafei, Reshan Gim Oys Chafei, says the Kafachayim, if so, he has a Eitzah. Netilas Yadayim issues. Why wash Netilas Yadayim? You're not bored. Why wash Netilas Yadayim? A mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you come to eat bread, you have to wash Netilas Yadayim. That's why. It's Achon L'Seuda. It's no Eitzah Chadas. When you're going to make Tzolkei HaSeuda of Netilas Yadayim, that goes Eitzah Chadas. It's not Eitzah Chadas from the Seuda. It's not Eitzah Chadas from Kiddush and Seuda. You're washing Netilas Yadayim to do the mitzvah Kiddush Yadayim to get ready to eat. That's not going Eitzah Chadas. That's not Eitzah Chadas. You're getting ready to eat. Is that Hesach Hadas? You wash those dime in order to eat. It's not Hesach Hadas. The whole problem is Hesach Hadas issue. But it's not Hesach Hadas. I wash those dime for eating. So where's the Hesach Hadas in the eating? Makes a lot of sense. Over of us, what about... Right, says you're only running into problems of... Beautiful. Oh, but just a minute. Bais to bais, that's such a serious, serious, serious problem is when you're eating Kiddush over here, and the meal's over there. That's when it's so severe. But here, don't forget, the whole thing is only lechatchila. We don't pass like the Baal HaTanya Me'ikar Adin. It's only lechatchila. The whole thing is lechatchila dekadin. For a thing, it's not Me'ikar Adin of passing. It's only a shadow of lechatchila. So even though it's a bais l'bais, but in mitzar for the kafachayim svara, it's only shal heschadas. When it's only shal heschadas, you're doing tzor chasura, it's not heschadas. You could put it all together. Chofetz Chaim was machmer. Chadnish was machmer. It's big poiskim machmir. Aber, I understand the shtickle limud schus from the Gevarilam. Nisht as zay geferlich. I have limud schus I have.
Kiddush we're having a makom suda, except we're going out in the middle. For Tils Yadayim.
Tell me, okay?
We're making the loss of sukkah. Make Kiddush.
in the sukkah, we go out and we come back into the suda.
Beautiful. So meikra din, you went out, it was wrong chatchila, but it's not meikra din. So memela, you mitzav the opinions that hold, and when you knew you're going to do it, plus you leave the sukkah door open. So roi mekayma rishon, put all things together, and the whole thing is not a meikra din, like suda here and meal there and meikidush there. It's all chatchila the thing of going to come right back. So on this, they have a nice limud zchus. Put the kavachaim together with those opinions, and it's nishkeferlich. I understand why those are mahad. I'm not saying no. That's a heder. But I understand in the Goyim is not the end of the world. Now, based on all this, what do you say about a lot of people wash till Yadayim? After until Yadayim, let's be a couple practical examples now, okay? Throwing out the garbage. Kiddush, and sickened by the garbage, so it's not muktzah, when it's a sickening, Gav Shari. Like this could be muktzah. But you feel that the garbage is sickening for you, it's smelly, it's sickening, so you're taking out to throw out the garbage, okay? Now, you come back for the hamoitzi, Adoni. It's a big b'di'eved, because it's against the Balatanya. Now, what's the halacha though? A lot of people go to bring food from the kitchen, they go to bring the gefilte fish, they want the gefilte fish warm, or the chalas warm, and kiddush, they go bring the warm food to bring it in. Okay, so lemaisa, is that the best idea? So let's see. If in the kitchen, as a roi mikzas mekayim arishon, you know you're going to do it, cheder lecheder, seder, figure out all the cases now, and now you got it, Baruch Hashem. Yibayis lebayis, if it's a shayla, the suda here, and the kiddush there, bayis lebayis, a big problem, keep away from it. If it's only a shayla of bayis lebayis, going out, be coming right back, lechatchila, try to keep away from it, But the evidence is okay. And if you have a beautiful limud zchus, what's a limud zchus? A limud zchus of the Bekaf HaChaim. It's not Heschadas. I'm getting ready for the meal. So I have a limud zchus. If so, when I want to bring food from the kitchen, between Kiddush to Amoitzi. So, over here, I'm not going to eat in the kitchen.
Where do you wash?
What? In the kitchen, let's say you wash. Oh, so the shaila is, though, that let's say you wash until the time in the kitchen, okay? Ober, you're oisik in something else over there. Not only until Yadayim, you have a limit schus. Let's say in the place until Yadayim, you could still epasi, whatever. It becomes a bit worse when you're doing things that's not. I'm coming to say it's nishkeferich, the whole thing, because once mechel cheder, if it's also roi mekam arisha and also have das, anyways, okay, there will be besed even to completely eat the meal over there. Kal v'choim here, it's only a l'chatchila thing. I'm coming to say it's nishkeferich, the whole thing. So those that go bring the gefilte fish and the warm chalas and everything else, nishkeferich, it's mamish, even it's not roi mekam arisha, I really shouldn't be going out. But you have it also nishkeferich. Why? Because you have the svod l'kaf v'choim, it's no hasech hadas. But you should know, though, on the other side, try not to do this. You know why? There's another halacha, the Ma'aril, we brought in the pages. And what does the Ma'aril say? The Ma'aril says, don't let it be a big gap of time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afil zman ksas. Make kiddush. It's time to have the meal. No dreaming. No talking and learning on the way. No gefilte fish, chvesvas, specialties, taking your time on the way. Rush up. So the chatzchila, try to make it. If it's on the way anyway, on the way, side. Over making it schlep more, does nicht. Okay. Now, based on all this, I see it's already time. Okay, so I just want to say one word. So we brought a lot of. One more word, it's bein nogea. Taking it off your hat and jacket between kiddush. To Amoitzi. A lot of yeshiva boys go to the room, take a hat and jacket, and then they come back to wash. If that room is not Roi Mekayim HaRishon, it's better not to do that. Mishnah Berurah says, even going to the washroom, says the Mishnah Berurah, between Kiddush to Amoitzi, it's a little bit Tzolka Seuda, but still Mishnah Berurah says, Chatchila better not. But yeah, but nothing happened. Chatchila go before. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we heard from our Goyen of Spitzer, it's a difficult sugya, but I think it's not difficult, right? Now everything's so clear. Sbar Shmai. See, I did a Shmai. I want to say one word. I always say in Yachai Kala. The Gemara, I always say this, that the Gemara says the end of Brachas. Whoever came from one country to the next, you know why he came? To learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special title of honor that no one else in the world gets. Mevakshe Hashem. He's Hashem's Bevakish. He's a searcher of Hashem. He's a tzomei l'Hashem. Do you know what that means? It's not only a question for a big title of a donor of a building. No. It's l'netzach netzachim. You have in your soul, each and every one of you who came over here, and your souls, you have a title like Shabbo who gave you be'emes l'netzach netzachim. You're called mevakshi Hashem. You know what's waiting for you. Tell all those that didn't come that they're losing out. Except for that also the children, grandchildren, tell them when you come back. I learned Torah. It was so worth it. You know what kind of ashpa? She'ol b'zdeicha, anachan tetzainu, tetzainu, kolon yigay deshmecha, ve'loim deyser, secha deshmecha. Oh yeah.